And they say, oh, they're just acting like themselves. That is a skill.
Cause, yeah,
you know
is.
What I mean? Because
people can get up there. The anxiety of it all.
Exactly. Because you can get up there and whoever you are, and you not be able to bring that to the stage or to the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hate when people indict actors for, oh, he's just acting like himself. Can you act like yourself? Well, no. Should you? Probably not. Yeah. So, you know. So that's all it is. This is the same thing we do on the phone, except in front of trillions of people who might file a lawsuit. That's the only difference.
The only difference indeed.
And we're sitting in a bunker because Trump got elected and we don't know when nobody know where we at.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Just in case this goes viral and then they send the feds out after us. This looks like a wall I was once up against. Yeah. So, Miss X.
He's so stupid. Just say Tammy like you do on the phone.
All right.
You keep breaking my balls. Yeah. It's your
it
favorite thing to do.
Hey, it cracks me up, man. You all anonymous. The thing is, when people see this, they're going to say, hey.
And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to go gently into that good night. You're
yes,
a comedian.
Yeah.
You are a comedian. That's what you do. I do other shit.
Right. But I'm a comedian known by absolutely nobody.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we're on this hamster wheel, my girl. We jumped on the hamster wheel of social media.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
How you feel about it so far?
I'm getting used to it. I feel like...
You're going to be great.
I feel like our generation,
mm-hmm.
and this is Generation X, that's why I'm Tammy X. our generation sees social media as thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
And
thirsty
the young
for attention?
People, yes, uh-huh. yes, and self, you know, self-aggrandizing. And
that's,
and the kids...
Yes, go ahead. I didn't mean what, yeah.
No, and the kids are like, they grew up, you know, sharing their,
yes.
they just see it as sharing, that, you know, with their million friends.
Exactly.
That, like, you know what happened to me today, you know?
Yes.
And so,
but,
for
and always,
us.
And always with this.
Right. Oh, no. My favorite is the crying. Like.
Right.
Like, there's three cameras.
Right.
So are you crying into camera one and
right.
then you set camera two and then the, okay, wait, I have to, are you getting Visine? Like, are we
right.
really supposed to believe this is happening?
Or it's, right, it's like, how invested are you in the moment? Or are you multitasking? So are you also in the moment, also detached enough that I'm so sad. Whoa. Oh, my grandma just died. Like and subscribe.
Right.
You know?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I think I'm kind of in the middle of how do I approach social media.
Right.
While also being my authentic, you know, Generation X self.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really hard.
I'm Jen Jones, actually.
Excuse me?
That's another thing. We talk about that later.
Okay.
Yeah. You know. You Gen X. I'm colonized. I'm Jen Williams.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But you know what? And like you were saying, because I'm going to assume, like I grew up just, even though we go on stage, you know.
Right.
You're a singer. Whatever I do. I go up and stare at people. You know. I'm good too. I can stare right at you.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But even with that, it was still, I still looked at it. I came up in a whatever, that it was in bad taste to constantly draw attention to yourself,
mm-hmm.
to brag about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. Even though we're on stage and it's look at us. But
it's a different kind of thing, right?
And it's a formal thing. The stage is where people look at you. Once you're off stage, it's
right.
not always, I'm getting me some sushi. I'm at the Burger King.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now, it's become, like you said, that's an essential component, not even just in entertainment. That's just the way people now interact with each other.
And it's expected. So even as an entertainer, yeah. You know, you have this, you know, persona, which is on the stage.
Right.
But now entertainers are being chastised for not sharing enough. Well, who's she dating? Boom. What's going on with her kids? Why haven't we seen a picture of her kids?
Yes.
Why this? Why that? And so it's like you're almost chastised for being private. And just, I'm only going to give you what's on the stage.
Exactly. Now it's, no, if you're going to be an entertainer, you got to entertain me all the time.
24/7.
And you got to always be accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And you better be doing some entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 2:30 in the morning. I'm going to check in with you. And you better be entertaining. But it, I don't know, man. It's like, it's the good and the bad thing. Because now it used to be there were gatekeepers. Like if you wanted to be, I don't know, to perform on television.
No,
or
it's
what,
still gatekeepers.
It's still gatekeepers. But I'm saying, but that phone now has kind of excised all that.
Oh, you know absolutely. What I
mean? So now everybody is their own production studio.
Absolutely. And that's why Tickety Talk is so problematic.
Yeah.
TikTok is probably Tickety Talk. It's so, I'm sorry, y'all. That's Auntie Tammy's version of TikTok.
That was Geezy speak. That's going to be our new section.
That's why it's so problematic, right? Mm-hmm. Because it really empowers the masses.
Exactly.
Where I don't need your approval
at all.
At all. As a
don't
comedian.
Want it.
As an entertainer,
right.
As a business owner, I can take my product direct to, you know, consumer. I can take my music direct to the listener and become a millionaire, become a star without any label, without any press, only with this little phone.
Yeah.
And it's astronomical.
Yeah,
reach. I mean, I fully believe that the reason why TikTok is really being scrutinized is because this baby got on TikTok and she was talking about the CEO, I think it was Kellogg's, was it Kellogg's?
I don't
and know. He was being interviewed and he was like, you know, what would you say to people who are really struggling right now, having a hard time making ends meet? And he said, well, you know, I think you should broaden your thinking, you know, maybe think about cereal for dinner. You know, it's refreshing. It's, you know, it's tasty.
What?
It's right. Like, and this girl got on TikTok and said, are you kidding me right now? She said, do you know that your boxes don't even have the same amount that they used to have?
Right.
And you want to charge 20%, 30% more for your product.
Right.
And she was like, well, I tell you what, why don't you lower that price 30% and we won't buy until you do. This one little video in her little apartment, she sends it out into the ether, goes viral.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know they lost 30% of their market share?
Whoa.
Almost 30% to the point where they had to rebrand all of their boxes to take their major logo off the boxes.
Wow.
Lowered the prices.
Okay, good.
And that's when you started hearing all of these whisperings of TikTok's gotta go.
Right, because it's bad for business.
It's bad for business to be able to empower these peasants, to be able to take away any bit of our little 1%.
Yeah, you cutting in on our pimping. You getting in on our pimping. But and then also, with social media, it's not even just allow people. It used to be, again, like you'd go to the production entities. You'd go to Comedy Central, you know, NBC, whatever it is. Now instead of people looking this way to be entertained, they're looking to each other.
Yeah.
The audience is now entertaining each other.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Which means that you've got to get even more on your game.
That's why we're here, my girl.
That's what I'm talking about. The absolute truth, ladies and gentlemen.
Brought to you by no one. Wednesdays at 8. Yeah.
The blackest day of the week.
Oh, yeah, the blackest day. That's a good one, my girl.
You know,
jot that down, somebody. Blackest day of the week.
I'm somebody. Never mind.
Yeah.
Like we got a crew. Right. We got to act like we got a whole crew around.
Well, but that's the other part of it, man, is that you don't need all the people you used to need, right? Because you got this. You got a couple people who, like, know this. Like, I don't know it. Hey, right? We got my sister, you know? We got Ro. We got Jessica. That's all we need. Until we start making money. Then I'm going to have an assistant and an assistant to the assistant and somebody for you, because you won't be able to look me, like, directly in my eye at that point. I'm going to have somebody for you to look at if you want to talk to me. As you will. I can see you with that, Tammy.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely not.
Miss X doesn't want you to look her in the face or in the back.
I just need some help that knows how to help. You know, that's really what I need.
Yeah.
You know, I need somebody to do my hair, somebody to make sure that, you know, my glasses aren't crooked. Are my glasses crooked, you guys?
No. Okay. I know mine are, but that's just the way my face sets. I can't help it. I've tried to bend them down, but then it's like, oh, wait a minute. One of my ears is, you know.
That sounds like a personal problem.
It's all a personal problem, my girl. That's why we're here.
Again, why we're here. I'm here to confess. The absolute truth, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? I was telling you when I had the idea for this thing, it's like, and we were talking, I said, man, if I could get Tammy to do this with me, I said, she would have the show. We would be the number one podcast and also canceled in the same day. I said, man, I think Tammy could make that happen.
I don't know why you are so fixated on me going on this journey with you. I'm absolutely terrified right now. I don't know how you do this. You walk on this tightrope where you're like, okay, I'm going to go be funny and people are going to think I'm funny. And I would just faint. I would absolutely faint.
But you know what? Yes. But if you did it often enough, then you get to a point where, you know what it is that, first of all, you get confident in what you can do. Like you know, you're a great singer. Mm. So you know that. You know whatever's going to happen, you know you're going to be bringing it.
Right.
You know, whatever the circumstances. So I know that usually I'm going to bring it. And I'm at the point now, it'd be kind of funny if I don't bring it. That would be hilarious. I've done that. Just be on stage, people hating it. Oh, let's see how deep this can go.
Do you ever get heckled?
Not in a long time. No.
I've always wondered, like, what kind of person comes to a comedy club and just decides they're going to have a conversation, like they're in their living room with this person standing on stage who's actually, who has a job to do.
And what kind of person?
Who does that?
That would be called a black person. No. Nah. Nah. But you know what? No. I'm sort of being facetious. But you know what? I'm stereotyping. But depending on the audience.
Yeah.
Sometimes with black folk, because so many black people are funny. I'm funnier than that, man. That ain't funny, man. What you talking about? You know?
Right, but, right.
Yeah, but then a lot of times, people will be, I've had this, and with black folks, who they're loving it. They love you, but they're just talking to you. And it's not malicious. They're not trying to undercut you. It's like, yeah you right. Oh, man, that was like when my cousin did that same. Boy, are you crazy? Huh? Hey, I'm getting ready to go get something to drink. You want something? Maybe.
You know I think I mean? I was there that night.
Yeah, I think that was you. I think that's how we met. I think you were. Uh-oh, my mic. I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think it was like during the middle of my set. You just walked on stage. I think you going places. I'm going to go get me a scotch. You want some? No, but you know, so most of the time, it's good natured. You know, people are disruptive, but they're not malicious. You know, and every now and then, you'll find somebody who just, they want to be the show. Like you said, then at that point, it's like, what? But you know what it is? You would say, well, why did you come here to do that? But really, it's because tacitly, they want to be up there. They don't have the guts to do that. Let me go to the club. Let me yell out stuff in the club. And that way, it's less risky because then I could get some laughs
and I could, you know, validate my own desire or opinion of myself as far as being funny without actually having to take the chance to get up there, to step in the arena.
Yeah, but then there's the next level person that comes to the show of somebody of a type of comedy that they don't brook, right? So, you know, they don't like blue, you know, brook, that's, you know, like, that means something that they are not really into, something that they don't support.
That word. I'm going to start using that word.
We're going to get us a thesaurus. Yeah.
I don't brook with you, Nick. You know that one, bro? I don't brook with that, Nick.
So they come to the show and... you know, there's tasteless humor, there's, you know, feminist humor, there's whatever it happens to be.
Right. And then they start. Politically correct humor.
Right. If it's funny.
Which is more like cheerleading.
But there's no such thing as politically correct humor. If it's
not the funny kind.
If it's funny, it's funny. Right, you know? Right. And so then they're like, well, I resent you saying that about women. It's like, I'm sorry, did you see the sign outside that say, you know, bitches and hoes are us, don't across this line, you know? Like, what are you talking about? This is what I do. Right. That's my shtick, right?
Yeah.
And so how dealing with those kind of folks?
I mean, I have never had an issue to the point where anybody like just, no, that's not true. Nobody's ever come to me directly. I've had people have said things about me as they were leaving, like I heard, oh, I think he's racist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, you know what? Mission accomplished. See you next time. Well, the most stark example of what you're talking about happened to me one time. I did a show at Zany's in St. Charles, Illinois. And this was 2017. It was during, you know, Trump. The first Trump administration, you know, not the new disaster from that psychopath, but I was just doing, jokes about Trump. You've heard me do something, right?
Yeah.
So I'm on stage, whatever I'm saying, and now the Zany St. Charles is very, like, it's like a cavernous club. It's very, like, you could see, like, the first few rows, but then in the back was very dark. You couldn't see. Anyway, so I did a show. I'm off. I get off, and the manager, Chris, says, you know, when you were doing those Trump jokes, some women started crying and walked out. And some of the dudes that were with her walked out. And one of them gave me the Nazi salute.
Whoa.
Yeah, my girl. That's how I do it.
That was a friend of Elon's.
Yeah. You know, that's how you come to my show, a Christian, and leave a Nazi.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah. But, you know, I don't care. As long as you're not, like, waiting out there to murder me, I don't give a F. I mean, that's what you get.
But it's getting kind of weird like that, you know, kind of caustic like that. Yeah. I had a dear friend who passed away, and he was a huge proponent of just tasteless blue. Oh, the debauchery. It was delicious. Uh-huh. And on his Facebook
page.
Was
he a comedian?
No. On his Facebook page. And so he would put out these jokes or these, you know, videos or GIFs, you know, whatever the kids are calling.
Right.
And, I mean, you would be crying. And every so often, somebody would trot on, I think this is offensive. And I'm like, why are you even here? Why are you on his page?
Right.
You know, so then becomes, what's funny? Is what's funny whatever I find funny?
That's all it is.
Who gets to police what's funny?
Well, that's the question, because whatever's funny is just subjective. If you find it funny, it's funny. If you don't, it's not. That's how it goes. Which I like about that, because when people say, you know, are you funny? I say, if you're laughing, I'm funny. If you're not laughing, I'm not funny. There's no negotiation.
Mm.
See, brother, why you didn't laugh. See why this is funny, though you didn't laugh. It's because... See, because in 1918, see, if you knew about the Tulsa race massacre, then, you know, by the time you finish explaining that, show's over, you know, and they didn't got a refund.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like the policing of it, you know, because somebody finds something funny. I think you told me there's all types of comedians. There's misogynist, there's racist, there's, you know, all these different types of personalities, all these different types of people, and they bring their story to the stage, you know, and you know, there are stories of trauma and, you know, their testimony.
Which can be hilarious.
Exactly. But that's how they work through their trauma by sharing it with you and being self-deprecating. And then for you to be like, well, I don't feel comfortable with you talking about that. This is my life. I don't care. I don't care what you think.
You don't give a what?
A rat's ass. Don't give a rat's ass what you think.
Okay. All right. All right, Tammy of Green Gables. You know, Dwayne, I don't approve of that.
I really don't brook it. I don't brook it.
Like, Brooke? My girl, I've known you 48 million years. I ain't never heard you. Like, Brooke? What? Nigga, what you talking about? You know, Dwayne, I don't countenance to the error. The error.
Not being very erudite.
Me either. I'm a little self-conscious myself because, like, my sister is here, and though I love her, of course, and if it weren't for her, a lot of this wouldn't be happening, because she told me, you got to make something happen.
That's but true.
I probably wouldn't be cutting as completely loose as I would. I'm not asking you to leave me. Yeah. As soon as you leave, me and Tammy gonna be cussing up a storm. Nah, that's not true. But
any statements made by Dwayne Kennedy and does not reflect an Absolute Truth podcast in its entirety.
But no. Did, like you said, hey,
time out. Did that mess it up when I did that?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hey, I didn't want to just be like.
Don't worry about it. No.
Okay. Am I too back? Am I too far?
No, I have you perfectly.
Okay, because I'm super loud. That's why. Because I'm super loud.
Good, my girl. That's true. That's what we want. We want loud and clear. You know what I mean? Some people are like, is Tammy doing a podcast? But how do you know that? We haven't even dropped it yet. Because I can hear it.
I hate you so much.
Is the show already on? Because they said it's supposed to drop in like 3 weeks.
This is really such a wonderful opportunity. I think I'm still a little nervous.
Of course.
Because, you've been talking about doing this forever in different machinations. I mean, podcast has been the last 5 years, kind of, I think 5-6 years.
Yeah.
But you've always tried to bring me into your world. And so I'm just really excited. This is super fun.
It's cool. And I know you're going to be great at it. You're already great at it. And it's only going to get better. It's, like I said, it's going to ascend to the point that we'll wind up on the FBI watch list.
Mm.
And then, you know what I mean, show'll be over.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be legendary.
And then I, of course, will be in witness protection because I will turn state's evidence, ladies and gentlemen.
Your Honor, it was the man wearing that one. Thermal. It's that same thermal. You know what? I had bought some shirts to wear, man. But then it's like, you were casual. I said, that's cool. So let me just keep on this. Now I wish I had brought my other thermal. I got like 2 or 3 more thermals.
I'm well aware.
All of them the same color.
Yeah. So. But you know, that's because you think these big thoughts and, you know.
I don't have time to be dallying with the outfits, you know. Give me a couple things, I'll settle on that. Yeah, like Einstein, they said he wore the same thing every day.
Absolutely.
But although he also had to develop the theory of relativity, so they gave him a pass.
You
say, brother, I seen you with that same outfit on. You better come up with a theory or something. Because you don't, Nick, we just call people like you hobos.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. How do you like this wall?
I love this. I love the aesthetic. It's really it's the radio for me.
Yeah, that radio was cool, man. We got that from my cousin used to own that radio. I think in the, when did Nate get that radio, Lise? In the 40s, 30s, something like that. 50s?
Yeah, I really love our backdrop. Yeah. I love our, what do you call this, our set.
This is our set,
ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. We hope that you like it. We hope that it makes you feel at home. Mm-hmm.
To accentuate the Chicago ambiance right now, if you listen closely, you can hear sirens.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. I love it when people get shot on cue.
Yeah, well, you know, that is Chi-Town.
That's Chi-Town.
Chi-Town at its finest.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's really as dangerous as people think?
No. Do you?
No.
No. I mean, there's certainly pockets
that you and I would both drive 90 through and have. But, I mean, shooting goes on every... Me and Lisa, would just today, there was a story about somebody got shot in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, but I think that
I was like,
was that a
section of Turks and Caicos? Like
the
little
south
shy,
side,
little
the south town. Side of Turks and Caicos.
Little shy town.
But you know, that's something that's very interesting. They just did a study about, or was that me? I did the study. About how they, when they talk about crime in the city, the media talks about crime in the city. They say, oh, in Rogers Park, you know, this happened at 70. I mean, at in Lincoln Park, this happened. But when something happens on the south side, they say the south side as a whole, you know, had mass shootings, you know, in Inglewood and in South Shore, multiple people were killed, you know,
just a homogenous group of niggas.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so, I mean, these are the things that happen when they absolutely don't. They don't share what's going on in the city, you know, when it comes to us. Yeah. I was listening to NPR. I had to call NPR, as a matter of fact, because I'm driving and there's a car turned over on fire on South Lakeshore Drive. And they said, and now here's the traffic. So Lakeshore Drive North is fantastic. Lakeshore Drive South is clear. And then I realized they only do Lakeshore Drive South and it stops at 39th Street. From 39th, that's their idea of the South Side, right? So white folks South Side is doing just great. We don't know what's happening with those folks.
Everything beyond 39th is the netherworld, the
know?
Nether regions.
It's, I mean,
so
it's just ridiculous.
So the car was turned over,
on fire. I thought it was fucking Dukes of Hazzard. I was like, what? What's
say,
happening
call
right
us
now?
Back when it explodes. Right now, that's still not a news story. But you know what? What you were saying is true because they make, like I said, this amorphous, anonymous black folks just this, you know, non-identifiable group, non-specific. Just like in music, in the 60s, it was, well, they did say the British Invasion, but they would identify groups specifically, the Beatles, the songs, but then it would just be Motown. But who in Motown?
R&B.
R&B.
Yeah.
Motown. Who in Motown? Well, you know, those niggas. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There's a thing here. They're saying Washington Park here. Can you guys see that on that screen?
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm a little blind.
The most dangerous neighborhoods reporter from Fox News here. Washington Park.
Washington Park?
Washington Park.
Isn't that like just outside of...
Right off of King Drive.
Yeah. Really?
Well, you know what, though? Because that's O Block.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
O Block is, they have, like, a lot of trap rappers came from O Block, like King Von.
Oh.
And I think Lil Durk.
But this is interesting how you feel like we're, like, far removed. I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
What was
that complex over there around
the project.
Yeah. Oh, on 63rd Street.
Yep. And King Drive.
Yep.
Yeah, you know.
I think also I feel that sometimes we're removed from what's going on in the community. I think that they think that we're a monolith. Like, so when they say the South Side, they may be thinking O Block, but I'm thinking South Shore. Right? And so because South Shore is like the Martha's Vineyard of the Midwest. You know, you have the beaches, you have the country club, you have two golf courses.
Right.
You have the yacht club, you have concert venues.
Yeah,
have all of these different things that a lot of people on the north side don't even know exist.
You have that in South Shore, but then you go across the street. And that's where the shootouts begin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that thing about being the kid from across the tracks is a real thing.
Yeah.
You know, on 71st Street, you know, in South Shore, there is, there's like this line, like when I was a kid, you know, I don't think it's like that now, but.
I don't know. You took me to, I remember we went to that vegetarian restaurant.
Yeah, Soul Veg on 75th.
In exchange,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, 70% you know about, exchange. Yeah.
That place is fantastic, oh, man. Yeah. Are they still
it's,
in business?
It's wonderful. Absolutely. Absolutely.
They were great. And they were reasonably priced at the time. Mm-hmm. That was pre-pandemic. I don't know what it's probably like $9 million.
Oh, no, it still is. Yeah. I mean, vegan, it's hard to
vegan
make
is
vegan.
Expensive, man.
Because they got to work really hard to make it taste good.
And I guess they got to offset the lack of people that show up to buy it.
Yeah, that's true.
How come I got to pay $90 for a dinner, brother? Because you're the only one in here. You know what I mean? Somebody got to pay the rent. Anywho, Patty.
Are you having fun?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's good. How you feel?
I'm having fun.
Okay. You know, and then here's another thing we try to, this is what we try to do with this set. I keep going to the set, but I like these chairs. Lisa picked these chairs out.
Yes, I love these chairs.
I like, you know what it reminded me of? I wanted something, I was telling like something like The Matrix and that scene where they're sitting and it's just all white, but they're in like the old-timey chairs watching an old-time television set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I you know what reminds like me of? Family Classics. Do you remember Family Classics?
I do remember that. With Frasier Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Frasier Thomas.
Yeah,
Family
yeah.
Classics.
We are showing up the dead demo.
They're not dead. It's Generation X.
Yeah, that's true. No, but that's, I like that. I like the what is it? The dystopian type of look.
Hmm.
You know, like it's you know what is future and past and just kind of whatever you can grab onto. You know, is found objects and you know what I mean? Because like I said, this is when this drops. When this drops.
You're so hip.
You know when it drops. It should be around the time where they have just about, Trump will just about have canceled Black History Month. I was telling people that before this even happened. I said, you watched. He's going to cancel Black History Month. And then sure enough, remember the other day he said he's on the federal level ending Black History Month.
I don't believe that. I would not be surprised, though, if he got rid of Juneteenth, because it's
he's
so
getting
new.
Rid of all of that. Black History Month, Juneteenth, Black Friday. sir, that's when people go shopping. That's for everybody.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. It has black in it. It's got to go. It's
you know what they say with Black History Month? They're going to say all months matter. That's what's going to happen.
That's kind of staggering and scarily possible.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, all months matter. All people are, you know what I mean, entitled to the same slurs. We can call you whatever. Yeah. All slurs matter.
Did he sign something reinforcing the Second Amendment?
I don't know.
Or was that...
You know,
he's done so many in the past several days.
Yeah,
it's getting a little confusing.
As it does with this cat. He's a nut. He's a psychopath.
I think it is very,
And you can tell the government that Tammy X said that.
But I think the thing that's most shocking and seems really surreal is that he is... such an unserious person.
Such an unserious person in such a serious consequential position.
Yes. This guy Hegseth.
Pete Hegseth.
Over the Defense Department, like you know,
Pete Hegseth. Cuz he was abusing his wife all like two or three of them.
I mean, growing up, this is
Pete,
a good one.
I said, go get me a beer, Hegseth. Pete, how many times do I got to tell you, Hegseth? Pete, now.
I'm curious. Even as a kid growing up, you know, Republicans, Democrats.
Right, whatever.
They think what they think. You think what you think.
Right.
But everybody's on the same page of democracy, blah, 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 blah. You know.
Yeah.
You know, liberty and justice for whoever I say.
Right. For white folks.
We got... I get it, right? I get it. But when you, as a Republican, I'm going to ask you, as a Republican senator,
you're talking when to
you, I'm talking to you, Republican senators. Where's my camera? I want to look into the camera. When you raised your hand, because I really want to know. I mean, I'm so genuine. This is such a genuine question. When you raised your hand to take the oath of office, and your family standing around, maybe your mom and dad are still alive. They're so proud of you. They're beaming with pride, and you're standing there, and you've got your hand on the Bible, and you're taking the oath of office to support the Constitution and democracy. Did you really think here today that you would allow yourself to be cockled by this carnival barker, this con man? I mean, is this really what your parents and your children thought your legacy was going to be? I mean, I feel like that, I feel like they must be having some crisis, some identity crisis right now, can't they?
I mean, Tammy, I just think as simple as white folks doing anything by any means necessary to stay in power at any cost. We don't care what it looks like. We don't care what it sounds like. We don't care who we step on. We don't give an F. We don't care. We got to stay in. Do you see what's happening in the demographics? Every time I go outside, there's more brown people walking around.
It's a brown person walking around in their living room. That's their grandbaby.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I can't have him growing up thinking all my stuff.
Yeah.
Little Tyreek. Who let him in anyway?
Yes. Come on, Grandpa. Come on, Grandpa. Don't talk about Tyreek like that.
Yeah. No, they don't care, man. They don't care. They don't care at all. He's been convicted of 34 felonies. They don't give an F. Yeah. He's an adjudicated rapist. They don't give an F. Oh, we just price an egg. Price of eggs? You ever been raped by an egg? He doesn't care. They don't care. Pete Hegseth is drunk.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's wild. I mean, that's wild to me. I was watching those hearings, and when they were just like, yeah, he's perfect.
Yeah.
That is the exact DEI, right? Yes. Someone that is not, this is what they said DEI is. Right, you know, right. You're not really competent.
Right.
So we're just going to get rid of all of this.
Well, like somebody said, he's not DEI, he's DUI. I heard somebody say that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's really staggering. It's going to be interesting to watch. It's going to be interesting to watch all of it.
I saw a headline yesterday. They said Hitler dismantled democracy in Germany when he became chancellor in 52 days. 52 days democracy was done in Germany when Hitler became chancellor.
Mm.
And Trump said, I can beat that record. Trump said, watch this. 52 days, it took you that long? I'm going to get it done by Friday. You know? That's where it's headed, my girl. Let me look at the camera. Listen, as people, and I'm talking about black, I'm talking about, you know what? Why do we have to include whites in this? This is our pocket. This is our thing, right?
This is the absolute truth, ladies.
That's right. This is absolute. We got to. I'm talking to myself. We got to get in shape, mentally, physically, emotionally. You know, that's why we're doing this podcast in the bunker. You gotta get you a bunker. That's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yeah, that's it. I ran out of stuff. You know, we got to get more to say. We got to read. I don't know, you know.
That was your manifesto?
I left my manifesto at the crib. It's a little longer than that. I ran out of manifesto paper. I went to Staples. Can I give me a roll of manifesto paper?
Oh, God.
What you writing, brother? Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
You'll see it in the news.
Don't worry about that, sweetheart.
Sweetheart. I never call women that.
It's a meme. Is that what you kids are calling it? Memes?
Where my girl, would you videos? Stop calling it? Look, I mean, we're old, but God, dog. Jeez.
What?
Hey, Ma Barker.
Is that what y'all kids are calling it? Y'all kids. We are.
I think.
I'm blind.
Why are we eating on camera? Why did you put the food here? So I told you not to put the food here. Because then you make me eat.
But it's health. This is what I'm saying. We got to improve our diets.
Oh, my God. But that doesn't mean we just sit here and eat.
I don't want to put.
It's super unprofessional.
I don't want to put.
It's our first time, ladies and gentlemen.
Rose business in the street, and he can edit this later.
Oh, my God.
This brother's in the martial arts.
Yes.
So Rose got to start teaching us how to kill.
An assassin. It's amazing the things that he can do.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't brought.
I feel threatened, actually.
We brought him some fruit. At least he can do a show
as an offering, as to not be hurt. Actually,
yeah. No, that's real though.
Yes.
Me and Lisa were just talking about that the other day. We gonna join a gym and proceed not to go. You know how that
I've
works.
Already got that job. That's one of those black jobs, you know.
Yeah. Did you see that? That mean that was a cut.
That was perfect.
Some little black job. You all saw that?
That was perfect.
You didn't see
I think
that?
She has a comedy writer. But I think she has. Oh. Sometimes she just really is quick.
Michelle
with the
Obama?
Way that she, yeah. Because she was fantastic. Like, yeah, y'all got it. Y'all got it.
She's fantastic.
They were like, you're not coming to the inauguration? You're not coming to. She was like, no, deuces. I'm done.
Right.
I'm done with all of that.
Right. Because I don't want to come. I don't want to wind up slapping shit out of somebody.
Because I think it's a reoccurring theme, right? I'm not going to posture. Mm-hmm. In the face of hypocrisy, degradation,
right.
Disrespect. I mean,
even if my husband is out there grinning and chimping.
Oh, Jesus, oh my God, I don't know.
Barack, he's a politician though, you know, through and through. She's not. That's what she said. She said, I hate politics.
Yeah.
I need a napkin. I didn't spit on myself.
Well, see, I told you not to bring the food over here in the first damn place. Well,
I had to bring something.
I don't see why. Do you see any damn food on the Shannon Sharp show? Where's the brown liquor? That's the problem. We don't have no brown liquor. See? Too much like white.
Too like white. Nah.
Food.
Nah, we don't have. Nah, it's good. It's still good.
Oh, my God.
This is quality.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. They did not have any other co-host. He was the only one they had left. But...